Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pierce. I guess all of you are all very excited because we are coming in for the long weekend with the Singha and Tamil New Year at hand. And in fact, today I was told it's the last working day though. So enjoy yourselves. And I sincerely hope that we'll keep you entertained with lots of cricket news and rugby news as it comes by. Right, we have news up front, and this is the schoolboy game, Tier A Under 19 semi-finals between arch rivals Royal College Colombo and Trinity College Kandy. Wonderful to see schoolboys play such serious cricket, isn't it? Three-day game, and the Royal is batting first. They were put into bat by the Trinitians. They have made a huge score of 493 for 9 wickets in their first essay. What a fantastic effort by a schoolboy team. And Trinity at closer play at the end of day two, 223 for 5. Now, some of the old boys from the Trinity 60s club have commented that Trinity cannot reach the target, that's for sure. But what they can do is to try and get close as possible. And that's what they will do for today. So you can expect the Trinitians to bat the whole of today if they can. So it's going to be a bit of a dead rubber of a game, but end of the day, what I'm trying to state here is the high-scoring game in schoolboy cricket is a very good sign. Because remember, these are scores that the youngsters at school level will get used to batting long periods of time, not throwing away one's wicket. And this will actually augurs well for their future in cricket. Right, we do have the IPL. Yesterday's game was between Kolkata Knight Riders and Lucknow Super Giants. Now, before I come to that game, I have some news from Lucknow Super Giants. You know, they did select Vanidu Hasaranga of Sri Lanka to be their specialist spinner. He was purchased at a big price of 2 crore, but sadly, Hasaranga has still not recovered from his hamstring injury. I have to admit that Hasaranga, sadly, despite all his talent, is very injury prone, and this has caused a lot of problems for his career. I spoke to his manager, Shyam Impert, who said that he is recovering, but officially it will take about 9 weeks for him to get on the park. He's just finished about 5 weeks when he had the grade 3 tear. So we hope that he'll get to the park as soon as possible. Meantime, Tom Moody, the director of LSG, has made mention they cannot be waiting for Vanidu Hasaranga because the games are getting hotter. So they have 4 players in their mind to replace Hasaranga. One is Mujib Ur-Rahman, Afghanistan, Mohammad Nabi of Afghanistan. They're looking at Liam Dawson of England and Rehan Ahmed of England as well. Remember Rehan Ahmed? Bowls leg spin. So that's the news I have from you from the LSG camp. Now, LSG had a great game against KKR yesterday. They managed to win this game by 3 wickets. Exciting game of cricket. Everything happened. The win coming in the last ball of the day. So you can just imagine how exciting it was. KKR batting first, made 181 for 4. Ajanka Rane among the wickets. He got 41 runs. Raghu Wanshi made 45. Cameron Green, the Aussie, unbeaten on 32. And Roman Pubble made 39. Prince Yadav, 1 for 47. Manmaran, 1 for 34. Digvish, 1 for 25. And Navish Khan, 1 for 44. And LSG get to the target in the 20th over, the last ball, 182 for 7. You can just imagine how exciting this game was. Aidan Markram, 22, Mitch Marsh, 15. Star of the day was Mukul Chaudhary, 54, supported by Ayush Khan. Badani as well, he too made 54. Bowling, Arora, 2 for 38. Anushka Roy, 2 for 32. Sunil Narayan, West Indian, 1 for 13. And Cameron Green chipped in with 1 for 28. The game coming up today is going to be exciting, mind you. Rajasthan Royals will be playing against RCB. Royal Challengers Bangalore. This is going to be an exciting game. Don't miss the fun. Play gets underway at 7 o'clock in the evening. And I'm sure if you want to watch exciting cricket, go there, watch it on your television set. You'll enjoy every moment of it. Well, that's it from me. And Luckett Pérez, need to throw my book and say, join me again tomorrow at the same time for more of the latest. And we spin you a record for your relaxing and listening pleasure.